Blog Talk Radio.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Brown Sugar Radio is the food for your soul. Enriching lives with many possibilities, we embrace and uplift our community with love, laughter, and inspiration. Today, I encourage you to keep learning, keep smiling, but most of all, keep striving to make your dreams come true. It's time to believe in yourself and walk into your new journey. Buckle your seatbelts for another exciting segment on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's time to get up, Brown Sugar Radio loyal listeners. We've got work to do. Welcome back. We got another popping segment here on the live show on Blog Talk. I got to say thank you all for tuning in today on Brown Sugar Radio. And so today I just want to have so many things that I'd love to discuss and talk about. And, you know, first and foremost, I am so excited about, many of you know, the BET Awards is fastly approaching, and it airs live on June 26th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It'll be hosted by Kevin Hart. And, you know, I'd like to take this opportunity and ask my loyal listeners to please, you know, put it in your busy schedule to vote for Mindless Behavior on BET.com for the Coca-Cola Viewer's Choice Awards. That's right, Mindless Behavior. We want to make sure that we give them the recognition where it's due. Please excuse me. These allergies, you guys, are tearing a sister up. It is no joke. But Mindless Behavior, they have their hit single. It's called My Girl, featuring Tyga, Sierra, and Little Twist. And, you know, they stayed at 106 and Park's countdown as number one for days. I mean, it was crazy. They were also an opening act for Janet Jackson, and they certainly have great things planned ahead in their future. So big ups to Mindless Behavior. Also, too, moving right along, we've got some more news. Now, this is interesting. Tuesday, I had shared with you guys in regards to the Arnold Schwarzenegger story and just things that have taken place. And, this was last week. We didn't talk about Arnold on Tuesday. Yeah, it was you know, I got so much going on, y'all. Okay, what's up to all my loyal listeners in the chat room? I got to say thank you for joining me today. And, you know, we got, all right, One Love in the chat. Then we have Prodigy, Miss Daisy Duke. Daisy Do, that's cute. All right, and then we have several anonymous guests in the chat. Thank you all for coming through today. Also, too, want to shout out my Facebook listeners and those of you checking out the archive segment. I always like to mention my archive listeners because that is where majority of the volume for Brown Sugar Radio's loyal listeners comes from. I know you're busy, but that's the cool thing about internet radio. You can always lock in when you have an opportunity to do so. All right, but back to the Arnold Schwarzenegger story. Now, this is Dee. The ex-husband of Arnold Schwarzenegger's lover, all right, known as Rogelio Bonet, plans to sue Arnold Schwarzenegger over falsified birth certificate. Now, get this, all right? On Sunday, he told a Colombian magazine that he plans to sue the former governor, alleging that the birth certificate of the couple's love child was falsified. Rogelio, who is a Colombian native, was married to Mildred Patrice Benet, who was the housekeeper to the Hollywood star turned California governor, and his celebrity wife, Maria Shriver. Okay. Now, Ruggiero also recently learned that his 13, well, he only learned when all this scandal broke loose that his 13-year-old son with Mildred was actually the love child of Schwarzenegger and his ex-wife. Yet Ruggiero's name appears on the birth certificate as the boy's father, and attorneys have told him that if Schwarzenegger and Mildred knew this was not true, they engaged in conspiracy to falsify a public document, which is a serious crime in California. Yikes. Ruggiero separated from his then-wife after 10 years of marriage in October of 1997, just weeks after the boy was born. The couple, however, did not file the divorce until February of 2008, according to the U.S. entertainment media. Mildred Bonilla, now 50, worked in Schwarzenegger Shriver's household for nearly 20 years. The California power couple have four children between the ages of 14 and 21. Their youngest son was reportedly born just days before Schwarzenegger's love child. Schwarzenegger is 63 years old, and he announced the separation from Shriver after 25 years. Oh, that breaks my heart. 25 years of marriage on May 10th. That's so sad. You know, once you make it to 25 years, don't you feel like at that point, like, yeah, we made it. We in there. That's like, come on now. What's the golden anniversary? Is it 50 or 25? I don't know. I ain't never made it to 25. Look, I barely made it out that first marriage. But anywho, I don't know. I just feel like at 25, wouldn't you feel like, hey, I'm in there. We're good. But no, people are getting... We're going to talk about this a little bit later because I do have some information in regards to marriage and just positive things. I'd love to, I got a little bit of both. How about that? We got some skeptics in regards to marriage, and then we also have my positive reiteration that I would love to support it on. But with Schwarzenegger, this huge scandal has been just unbelievable, and he's put his movie comeback plans on hold to handle this family crisis that was sparked by his admission. He told his agents, that right now there was supposed to be, it was alleged that the Terminator was, the franchise would stop until further notice, until he, gets a hold of this media storm that's taking place. But listen, Shriver, who is the daughter, I mean, she's a pure breed. She is of the Kennedy political dynasty, has hired a top divorce lawyer. Her name is Laura Wazer, and this is according to People magazine, and just heartbreaking. So certainly, we're going to see what happens with Ruggiero as far as this lawsuit against Schwarzenegger. Hot mess, huh? Now, we're going to get into marriage a bit. Some celebrities on marriage, I have some quotes that I'd like to read, are believing that it's obsolete, okay? Because you would think, okay, after 25 years, as I mentioned earlier, psh, we're good, nobody's going nowhere, we in like Flynn. But, my parents actually divorced, it was 20 years, yeah, so, hey, I guess it happens, huh? But marriage was once viewed as mandatory, especially, back in our ancestors' day, it was something in the eyes of God that was holy and it was, sacred and pure, But couples are living together for longer stretches now and even having kids together before they get married, and if they choose to get married even at all. A recent census stated even attributes to the recent small decline in the divorce rate are among other factors in couples cohabitating. Or shacking up, if you will, if that's what you want to call it. I know that's what my mama used to call it. Shacking up, don't be shacking up, sugar. So anyway, celebrities are reflecting these changed values, and not just Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, who seem to have their noses up as far as the institution goes. It was rumored that they are happy the way they are. But speaking of Angelina Jolie, I wanted to talk a little bit about her. She cannot stop gushing over her man, actor Brad Pitt. And, she's in love, and it's a great situation. And the thing is, though, these pictures, I'm praying these pictures have been Photoshopped because what's going on is that she looks very, very thin and it's reported that she's anorexic and possibly back on heroin. Now, back on, I didn't even know she was on it, but this is according to Star Magazine, so, you know, they haven't really been credible with a lot of their information. But I don't know. They're saying that she can't handle being the most fabulous, sexiest, happy woman in the world, simply looking for another major lawsuit, definitely, is what's going on. Hang up the phone now. Sorry, guys. My kids are picking up my phone, and I'm live on radio. Are y'all nuts? Yeah, I tell you, raw and uncut, only on Brown Sugar Radio, huh? I'm trying to get out the celebrity Hollywood headlines, and my kids is playing on the phone. All right, so nevertheless, with Angelina Jolie, it was reported by Star Magazine that she's possibly facing some health issues, and that the mother of six is reportedly wanting a seventh baby. Now, Star Magazine better be careful because they constantly get lawsuits. But I don't know if that's true or not. I do know that her and Brad Pitt, from what I can see, they look like they're still in love. But who knows what goes on the inside. More celebrities, though, have expressed their profound views. I don't want to say pessimistic because that's such a harsh word. So anyway, they have just really expressed how they feel in regards to marriage. And, you know, I think that it's something that can't be taken lightly. Everybody has their own ideas. But listen to this, okay? Several celebrities, you know, with the on-again and off-again engagements and multiple divorces, especially in Hollywood, you know, really feel that marriage is not all that it's cracked up to be. Now, in May of 2011, Cameron Diaz told Maxim magazine that things went on again, off again. Boyfriend Alex Rodriguez are awesome, she said. But she also confided that she thinks marriage is a dying institution. I think this is from Cameron. Quote her words, I think we have to make our own rules. I don't think we have lives. I don't think we should live our lives and relationships based off of old traditions that don't suit our world any longer. Interesting. Then we also have Marissa Tomei told USA Today that she's been lucky in love with boyfriend Logan Marshall Green. She isn't in a hurry to tie the knot anytime soon. I'm not that big of a fan of marriage as an institution, and I don't know why women need to have children to be seen as complete human beings. Penelope Cruz and her husband, Javier Bardem, whom she married in July of 2010, welcomed their first child in January of 2011. Nevertheless, she did tell Britain's Psychological magazine in July of 2009 that she was doubtful about the necessity of marriage. I don't know if I even believe in marriage, she says. I believe in family, love, and children. Well, obviously she did because she's married now. All right, but this is the one that really kind of got me the wrong way. This is Rashida Jones. She's dated Tobey Maguire, who's a music producer, and she was engaged to John Krinsky, although she never tied the knot, okay? But listen to this. Hold up. I want to make sure I report this properly. She has dated Tobey Maguire, music producer Mark Ronson, and she was engaged to John Krinsky. And even though she never tied the knot, she says things are changing so much, is what she told E! Online in March earlier this year. The star who recently starred in the film Moneygammy, about an engaged couple with the question of infidelity. She said, especially this country, we have all kinds of failed marriages. We're so protective of this really sacred but failed institution. There's got to be a new model. I don't know what it is, but maybe it's like 10 years with a lease to buy or rent to own. I don't know, y'all. Tell me your views in the chat room. Do you still believe in marriage? Do you think it's obsolete? You know what I'm saying? Let me know what you think. Hellraiser Entertainment, huh? What's going on? We got some anonymous guests in the chat. Thank you for joining us. We're just talking about marriage today. Earlier, for those of you who are just now joining me, I was speaking in regards to Arnold Schwarzenegger and the scandal, and he was married to Maria Shriver for 25 years. You would think after 25 years ain't nobody going nowhere. We know each other's ins and outs by now. I mean, you're comfortable with one another. And here, lo and behold, he held a secret from his woman for 13 years. Wow. But this isn't the case for all celebrities as far as not believing in the institution of marriage. For example, Kim Kardashian just recently got engaged. Katy Perry, Carrie Underwood, and Vivica Fox. That's my girl. The Fox is off the prowl. Vivica Kuva Fox told Access Hollywood that why she said yes to her 27-year-old fiancé, Omar White, who's also known as Slim. He's a club promoter, and he proposed to her. And, you know, some say he is using Vivica and her fame for his own pleasure. Others claim it is chemistry that they have together. Then, you know, you say, well, when love happens, it happens. And that's exactly what Vivica said. You know, when love happens, she says, you're not looking, and it happens, it happens. She's in love. They begin dating because she noticed him at a club one night and described him as kind of pretty hot and tempting. Although she likes what was in her sight, she rejected Slim when he asked for her number. It took me 4 days to work up the courage to ask for her number, and we've pretty much been inseparable ever since. Now, this is the thing. He proposed to her, and she was sporting the engagement ring at LeBron James' birthday party, his 26-year-old. But she said the wedding is set to come sometime in the fall of this year. And when Ms. Fox was asked about children, she says, soon, I need to because my clock is ticking real bad. So that's cool. I'm glad that she's still happy and in love and at least trying to think about having kids. But at 46, girl, well, you know what? A lot of women are waiting longer now. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women are waiting much longer to have children. So I guess it is what it is. But the fireworks star, Carrie Perry, was showing off her modest diamond engagement ring while grabbing breakfast with her funny man, Russell Brand, in London. And the lovebirds got officially engaged during their New Year's romantic trip to India. Also, two country singer Carrie Underwood publicly admitted to being engaged to hockey player Mike Fisher, showed off her ring, and, you know, she's just truly been supportive of him at his games and so forth. So, hey, it appears that some celebrities still do believe in love. I know I sure do. But, I mean, look at Will and Jada and Beyonce and Jay-Z. I mean, that's real love. You know what I'm saying? There's couples out there that make it. Demi Moore and Ashton, that's another one. That's a cougar. Demi was quite older than Ashton. Okay, so we're going to talk about two keys to a happy marriage. Now, I'm not an expert. I do want to let you know this show is not a professional written by a PhD doctor. This is information that I took the time up to research and to find. And this site was actually on a Christian website, and I wanted to share it with my listeners because I felt this was very valuable. I do believe in the institution of marriage. I don't think everyone should give up and say, you know, hey, there's no one out there for me. This stuff is a joke. Because marriage is what you make it. Almost every marriage starts out a huge celebration together with their family and friends. Each couple is full of hopes, dreams for their future and their life together. But the road to a happy marriage is far from easy. Many of us know, as today's divorce statistics demonstrate all too well, many couples opt out way too soon before the journey is even complete. Now, it would be easy to blame our high rate of marital failure on things like spending, you know, not spending enough money or quality time together or spending too much money, allowing bitterness and resentment to build in our hearts, you know, failing to keep communication lines open. There's just truly that right there in itself, if one of your partners shuts down, one of the partners shuts down, it's just a catastrophe. It really is. But forgiveness and communication are vitally important to creating a happy marriage. You know, and one thing that I'd like to add to this is honesty. That's one of the main reasons why the Schwarzenegger household now is divided, you know, because he kept the secret and he violated his wife's trust with his infidelity. So here's what I'd like to read. It certainly says, one of them, an expert in the law, tested him, which is Jesus, with this question, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love thy Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is, love your neighbor as yourself. all the law and the prophets hang onto these two commandments. Now, this was written in Matthew 22, verses 35 through 40. I do believe that virtually every marital problem can be tracked back to one or both partners failing to abide by these two laws. The same is true of any relationship. The minute we begin to focus on our wants and needs over those of God or our partner, we're destined for trouble. The author of this also says, experiencing communication problems in your marriage, how often do you really focus on listening to what your partner or God has to say instead of insisting on more of you? Feeling bitterness or resentment, growing toward your partner? When was the last time you brought him or her before the Lord in prayer and truly thank God for your relationship? Struggling to find quality time? How about praying with your partner and asking God how he would like for you to use your time? As you begin to do these things, you'll notice that the focus automatically starts to shift away from you and your desires and over to God and your partner. As a result, communication problems begin to improve, anger and resentment fade away, and you naturally want to spend more time together. Of course, you can't expect such changes to happen overnight. Your relationship is also bound to face financial pressures, child-rearing issues, and other problems that are beyond your control. But if you commit your relationship to God and make a conscientious decision each day to put God and your partner first, your marriage will be able to weather any storm. Not only that, you'll also have plenty of fun together along the way. Here's another question the author writes. Have you struggled to find happiness in your marriage? Perhaps it's time you and your spouse invited God to direct your relationship. If you would like to do so, we encourage you to pray the following prayer. I want you guys to join me in this short but sweet prayer. All right, it says, Dear God, thank you so much for bringing us together as a couple. We know that you have a plan and a purpose for our marriage, and we invite you to forgive the past self-centeredness, come into our lives and relationship, and direct our steps from now on. Please give us the grace to put you and each other first every day. Make our relationship a blessing to others, but most of all, make it a blessing to you. Amen. Such a great prayer, very powerful, but to the point. And that's something, like I said, if those of you listening live, if you want to take the opportunity, once this archives, you can go back, write this down, put it on your wall, put it in your bathroom, put it over your bedroom. And you and your husband or wife take the opportunity to really just focus on these words. Now, my show's getting ready to end in 2 minutes. However, it's still going to air live probably for the next 15. I have Take the 40-Day Love Dare Challenge. I'm going to go over this next. And I want for you to please come back, those of you listening live, come back in the next 20 minutes or so and truly take this 40-Day Love Dare Challenge for those of you who are really seeking and desperately desiring for your marriage to work. Now, I received this, the 40-Day Love Challenge. It's on familylifeministry.com is where you can find it. And they're challenging couples to love like you mean it by joining their 40-Day Love Dare Challenge. Based on the Love Dare book from their movie, Fireproof, the challenge is a practical way for you to practice unconditional love and transform your marriage by applying simple biblical principles to your everyday life. Every day, okay, I want y'all to do this. Are you ready? I wish I would have started this show on June 1st. Anyway, from June 2nd, okay, and I want y'all to take it these next 40 days. To July 10th, and be serious about this commitment, all right? If you're listening to this show on June 3rd, then go all the way from June 3rd to July 11th, just whatever day you're listening. Begin day one today. Now, we're going to dare you for the next day to put into practice and show love to your spouse. Then, at the end of the challenge, encourage you to celebrate your spouse with a special gift. A special celebration gift, a special I love you, you mean the world to me. You can receive your daily love dare, all right, by registering, are you guys ready, familylife.com to receive your daily love dare email. And the cool thing about this is that whatever day you start, you'll begin receiving the emails, okay? So you can do it, register, sign up. All right? But this is the awesome thing, is that this is an easy way to improve your marriage, no matter what state it's in. If you have a great marriage, it'll make it the best. If you have a good marriage, it'll make it better. And if you are struggling in your marriage or perhaps ready to call it quits, why not give this 40-day love challenge a try? Okay, now the bonus of getting it in your email box every morning is awesome. What a great daily reminder to work on your marriage. You know, make a pledge. I have signed up my husband and I to make a vow and to promise to cherish one another with these daily emails or this daily challenge. Okay? And if nothing else, at least you tried. Right? That's all that matters. Nothing beats a failure but a try. I love the scripture that this challenge ends with. It says, resolve to say nothing negative about your spouse today. This is found in Ephesians 4 and 2. So you can have that opportunity to do so. And it's just great because you can receive daily tips or daily, ideas on what you can do to enhance your marriage. I don't care if it's something simple such as running a bubble bath or making breakfast for that special person or just looking them in the eyes, giving them a kiss and saying, I love you, or giving her a kiss. You know, I know that sometimes we get away from simple things like that. I myself, being married for a long time, I've experienced that, so I can understand how at times it can be challenging. But the good thing is, you know, God's given me a second chance at love, and I have the opportunity to go back and to fix some of the mistakes and things that I've learned. And so I'm really excited because I'm engaged, and it's a blessing, you know, to be able to have true love in your life. Now, we're going to talk about not only true love, but how to create the life you want to live. This was an awesome post that I read. It was by Patrice Cunningham Washington, Bad to the Bone. She's a blogger. She does her thing. She has a phenomenal blog on, I believe this is, hold on a minute, let me give y'all the right information. She has a phenomenal blog, and it is on, oh my goodness, okay, I want to say hello.com, but that doesn't sound right. That's what I have written down here. I'm going to make sure the next show I give that information to you so you can follow her, because hello.com, I must be missing a word. This does not sound proper. Anywho, let's keep it moving. Patrice goes on to say, I began doing vision boards and dream journals back in middle school when the secret was truly still a secret. I didn't know what to call them back then, but I knew that being able to see what I was working towards kept me excited, motivated, and focused. I can't tell you the laundry list of accomplishments I've achieved and continue to achieve. I believe because I utilize these tools in my life every day. A vision board, also called a dream board or creativity collage, is a typical poster of which you paste, or a collage, like you have images that you can cut out of a magazine or a newspaper, even print them out from your computer online, that represent what you truly want out of life. I believe this will help married couples, single people. It'll help, you know, college students. It'll help high school students. Whatever path you're in life, I truly believe it's very, very necessary to have a dream and a vision for your life. The idea behind this is that when you surround yourself with images of who you want to become, what you want to have, where you want to live, or even simply where you want to vacation, your life almost mysteriously changes to create or attract these images and desires. So what do you want out of life? Here's your chance to be clear about what you want and begin creating it today. Now, to complete this exercise, you will need a poster board, a stack of magazines. Don't limit yourself, all right? Make sure that you have a wide variety of different types, glue, and an open heart and mind, recognizing the world can be yours if you truly believe. The five steps of creating a vision board. Okay, are you ready? Those of you who are listening to this archive, if you need me to slow down, just hit the pause button because I got to keep it pushing. I'm almost out of time for Michelle. All right, step one, go through your magazines, tear images of them. No gluing yet. Just let yourself have lots of fun through magazines and pulling out pictures, words, headlines, anything that is you're very, very strongly attracted to. Have fun with it and make big piles of phrases and words and images. Number two, go through your images and begin to lay your favorites on the board. Eliminate any images that no longer feel right. This step is where your intuition comes in. As you lay the pictures on the board, you'll get a sense of how the board should be laid out. All right? For instance, you might assign a theme to each corner. Like for, if you have, let's say you want to divide it into four sections, you can have health, career, spirituality, relationship, and relationships. Okay, or if you want to change it to financial goals, just whatever it is right now that you truly need in your life. With each category, you're going to place whatever words, pictures, or phrases are the most that you desire. Step three, glue everything onto the board and writing if you want. You can paint on it. You can put, you know, markers, whatever. Just make sure you put words that you need to see every day in your face. Leave space, all right, in the very center of the vision board. And what you want to do is put a picture of yourself, okay, where you radiate, where you're happy. Find a picture where you're the happiest in, whether it's a picture of you, you know, just graduating from college or graduating. I know I have teenage listeners from high school, whatever, you know, or the day you got engaged or the day you had your first child or your last child, whatever, just something, whatever picture you are the happiest in. I want you to take that picture, cut it out, and stick it in the very center of that goal poster, all right, because you have to focus on the center, which is you. Hang your vision board in a place where you will see it daily. Take a few moments to look over it, and then what you want to do is you have to be able to relate to the poster, you know, and read it every day, look at it every day, speak out loud, because what you think about, you bring about. So everything that you can imagine that will help your life and attract you that much closer to your goal is what you need to put and you need to visualize, and you have to process it every single day. I know it works because I myself create vision boards, goal posters. I've been doing it now probably for about 10 years at least, maybe longer than that. Actually, yeah, longer than that. My son is almost 16, so yeah. So, yeah, I've been doing it for quite some time, but it works. It truly works, and I know because I am a living witness that it works. Don't hesitate. Share and inspire this with someone else, and you know, just take that opportunity to really focus on what you want out of life. If that's a happy marriage, if that's more money in the bank, if it's a better career, whatever it is, you know, you can do it. Start today and begin that 40-day love challenge. Those of you who are on you know, the verge of happiness or the verge of breaking up, I don't care what it is. You can start today and just truly make your dreams a reality. It's important that we continue. And I'm going to follow up with you, not this week. I know we have some guests that are coming up on the show. So probably in about 2 weeks, I want to check in. And certainly those of you, if you want to email me, you guys see my email here on Blog Talk. You can certainly do that. And just kind of let me know, how are you doing with your goal posters and what it is that you want to achieve. Also, the 40-Day Love Dare Challenge. You know, I want to hear from the married couples that feel like, hey, you know, maybe this is what I need to do. And certainly don't forget to add that prayer on in there. That's the most important thing that you could ever do. All right? But I wanted to just take this opportunity because it's just so important to know that each of you have such a huge, huge plan that God wants for you to achieve. And I want to read this poem real quick before I close. You know, I always have that opportunity to inspire someone, and this is what I want to use this show for. It says, "You are destined for greatness. The road to greatness starts within you. Count your blessings, cherish your potential, and appreciate the full beauty of every day. Tomorrow is yours to create. There's so much potential inside of you, in every dream you hold close, and in each hope that is important to you. Dance your way to the stars, dream tomorrow into being, and celebrate each step along the way. Expect great things, and they will be yours someday." All right, well, I hope this segment has certainly been empowering to you, and spread the word about Brown Sugar Radio. Follow us on Twitter, Brown Sugar Radio, that's S-U-G-A. And definitely, I just have to say thank you all for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary.